certificate and memorize the handprint and footprint on it. No retinal scans in 1990. It gave itself a 2007 driver's license, still no retinal scan. It had to take a chance on the Social Security number, changing a few digits from one that belonged to a person born in Maui the same year as Sharon. Her parents' driver's licenses were still on file, with pictures. They'd lived in Maui until 2009, the year before they died. Her mother had been a strikingly beautiful blonde, which was convenient. The changeling generated a teenaged version for Sharon, with a 2007 hairstyle, nothing extreme. No facial tattoo or ritual scars. For scars or identifying marks, it gave Sharon a small hummingbird tattoo on the left breast. Russell would like that, dipping into the nipple. It found a map with school districts, but of course they'd have been much different in 2007. Guessing would be dangerous. Some damned computer was liable to do a routine systems check and flag an anomaly. It took a little searching, but there was a file called HS District Archives. It found the one closest to her parents' address and enrolled her. It gave her a science track with APS. She aced all her science and math, but didn't do too well in humanities and arts. She also aced business and keyboard, which might count for more than her college degree. That would be the next day's work. Checking against other students' yearbook entries, it gave her chess club and volleyball. Religious preference? None. Then it worked back through middle school and grade school records, which were mostly routine stuff. Her fourth grade teacher noted that she did her work with ease and dispatch, a compliment she had given to about half the class. She skipped fifth grade, making it possible for her to finish college the year her parents died. It was not quite dawn when the changeling turned back into linear linoleum and slid down a corridor to a location that wasn't covered by the cameras, a stairwell that led to a musty basement. It took its janitor form, remembered from Berkeley, and waited until 10 to walk upstairs and pass through the crowd out onto the street. It turned back into the tourist in a public library restroom stall and used the library computer system to outline Sharon Valita's academic career at the University of Hawaii, a more reasonable destination for an ambitious girl than the community college on Maui. She would study business with a concentration in oceanography. In fact, she would take an introductory oceanography course from herself, as the charismatic professor Jimmy Coleridge. The changeling used its intimate knowledge of the university's academic and bureaucratic structure to give Sharon a respectable but not brilliant 4 years of study. Inserting the paper and computer records verifying her existence there would be even easier than the past night's work in Maui. The changeling had not just dropped everything when it changed from Professor Coleridge into Ray Archer. The timing had been perfect, the sky and telescope ad appearing right at the end of the term. So the professor turned in his grades and told everyone he was taking the summer off for a diving vacation in Polynesia, which was not completely a lie. There was one thing left to do before going back to Honolulu. The changeling went to a mall and bought a recent wardrobe for Sharon, and then went back to the crossed palms and spent a painful half hour changing into her. She rented another room for the night and went back to the vital statistics office at 4:30, a half hour before closing. "May I help you?" The woman at the window, about 40, had a bright fixed stare as if she'd been caffeine loading to stay awake till 5, and seemed less than sincere in her desire to help. "I can't find my birth certificate," the changeling said. "I need a certified copy to get a passport." "Photo ID?" the woman said, and the changeling handed over the fresh, though worn, driver's license. The woman sat down at a console and typed in Valita's name. She stared at the screen, cleared it, and typed it in again. "This says you died in 91. "What, died?" "1 year old." She looked up suspiciously. "Well, duh, I didn't." "Wait here a moment." She hustled off in the direction of the room where the changeling had spent the night. She came back, shaking her head. "Computer error," she said, and deleted the record with a couple of strokes. Wordlessly, she made a copy of the birth certificate and notarized it. She went down the hall to have another clerk witness it. The changeling walked out with its new existence certified. In a way,